Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining us right now to talk about Ohio State, to talk about Urban Meyer, talk about college football, and the whole thing that's going on, including Kyler Murray, Ari Wasserman joins us, The Athletic, Ohio State writer from The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter, at Ari Wasserman. Ari, thanks for joining me tonight, my friend.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing very well. So Gene Smith called you out personally during the press conference slash, I don't know, retirement ceremony. It was a little bit different. It was different than usual things, but I guess they decided to get two birds stoned at once. But Gene Smith called you out personally. You're the guy who broke the story about Urban possibly leaving. I can't ask you your sources, but how strong did you feel considering that, he's waffled before, we've heard rumors about him before, and then they did finish up the season so strongly?
Well, I think people have to realize that somebody in my position isn't going to put that story on the internet unless I'm pretty confident with who told me.
Yeah, but so this is college football. You know they're going to...
There's blogs and things, and there's journalists, and I like to pride myself on being a journalist. And, you know, when you put that stuff on the internet, you don't just put it on the internet without a source that you can feel good about. You're right, I can't discuss with you who it was, but certainly somebody that I was confident about. And what I wrote was that they were discussing that coach and waiting agreement. I didn't put a timeline on it. I didn't realize it was potentially going to happen in 2019, going into the 2019 season. In my mind, when I wrote that, I thought it might take a year or two more. I didn't think Urban was done, but you got to also realize, too, that I wrote that story and put that on the internet before Urban Meyer was having these headaches that were on TV and were, causing everybody to freak out. So, in my mind, I thought that he had a few more years left in the tank. I know that he didn't want to go till he was 60. He's been pretty open about that, even since the day he took the job in 2012. But, his health has stopped him from moving forward, and obviously Ohio State had Ryan Day in mind, and that's the contingency plan moving forward.
Do you think that he's done coaching forever, or do you think that he'll come back?
I mean, I'm not going to try to predict what Urban Meyer might feel like doing when he's 60. I know that right now he's done coaching because he physically can't do it anymore. He has a cyst in his brain that's growing into his brain and causing him to have constant headaches, some of which are intense enough to knock him off his feet. And when you're in a situation like to Ohio State, where everything's pressure-filled and you're in big-time games and big-time atmospheres, it's flaring up on him. And I know that there's a lot of people who think that this is eerily similar to the way that his tenure at Florida ended, and they're probably right. But if people think he's going to be the head coach at USC in 2020, I bet my life that that's not going to happen. You have to realize that he left his dream job. He left it, and he left a lot of money on the table to retire. So was he ever going to coach again? I don't know. Maybe he'll be the head coach of an NFL franchise when he's 60 and he gets his life back in order. But as of right now, he reluctantly left a job that he didn't want to leave while things were going really well because he can't do it anymore. So I think that tells you all you really need to know about what his immediate future is.
Well, yeah, Ari, because I keep hearing him, and I know he was asked point blank about whether or not this was his final time ever coaching, if he'll ever coach again. He gave an answer, and it seems like people want to hold his feet to the fire on that. I got to tell you, the human element of it, he's 54, he's not that old. There seems to be a scary permanence to that, doesn't there? That You know, a lot of these coaches, now he might do some TV or God knows what he's going to do for the future. I don't see him being John Madden. I don't see him being Lee Corso. He seems to be a football coach. And if he were to go back on his word, I wouldn't be upset about it whatsoever.
Well,
a coach wants to coach.
Anybody, Ken?
Say
he
what?
Don't know anybody a thing.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know me anything. I know that.
That he's gonna guarantee that he's not going to coach again. If the guy wants to coach again, I'll coach again. Like, the story is he is leaving Ohio State. And I don't know why people think that he has to guarantee everybody what he's going to do in 5 years. He's not guaranteeing anything. He left this job. He reluctantly left this job because he's not healthy right now. Does that mean he can have a procedure on his brain, get that cyst drained, feel better in 5 years, and decide he wants to be the head coach of the Browns? Good. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Him leaving isn't a contingent on him telling Ohio State, I'm sorry, I promise I won't betray you by coaching another program. It's bull. I don't know why that even became a story.
Is it because of the Florida thing? Ari. Is it because of the Florida thing? I'm asking. Is it because he's like not allowed, or he's allowed to go anywhere he wants? But when they do this stuff at Florida, he's basically persona non grata. And I'm going, man, you got two national championships with the guy.
Here's what I'm going to say, because everybody wants to compare this to Florida. And I was listening to some podcasts, and I was reading some stories about the way his tenure ended at Florida. Now, I'm not an expert. I didn't cover him at Florida. But what I do know is the way that he approached his job at Ohio State was night and day different than it was at Florida. I know there's reporters and fans that think he left that program in disarray. He won two championships, but there were a lot of off-the-field issues. When he left, the program was in shambles. I get that. I get why Florida fans are mad at him. I don't like him. But that's not what's happening here at Ohio State. Ohio State just signed two of the best recruiting classes it's ever signed in the history of the program in the last 2 years. It had a terrible season this year, and it only lost one game. Some of its best players on the team right now are young. They're going to be good again next year like they always are. The foundation of Ohio State's program is as strong as it's ever been. So if people think he's running away or quitting or leaving or whatever it is that they want to compare to Florida, it's completely different in every freaking way. And that's it. So if we want to compare it to Florida, that's fine. Go ahead. But if you really look at the type of player on this team, the amount of off-the-field incidents that this team had in comparison to Florida, the recruiting classes that came in at the end of the year, there's literally no comparison.
Ari Wasserman joining us on the show. Boy, you're fired up tonight, Ari.
Oh, yeah. It's just like everybody's asking me, well, can you guarantee that that Urban's not going to – I'm not going to guarantee anything for the guy. You know, it's not my – the story is he left Ohio State. That's it. That's where it ends for me. What he does in 3 years or 4 years is up to him and his own life to decide. Right now, my personal opinion is that he left Ohio State because he's physically unable to do the job. And if he's physically unable to do the job, then why would I think that he's going to coach again? He's in bad shape. He has terrible headaches. His family worries about his life. Like, that's what's important right now, not whether he's going to coach Oregon in 2031. Like, I have no idea what he's going to do.
How many interviews have you had to do this week?
A lot. It's kind of a big deal out here in Columbus, Ohio. I've been on the radio all week.
Well, because I didn't even ask. I was basically saying it wasn't even a question. I was kind of giving the opinion and seeing if you went with it, where I was like, hey, if he comes back, I agree with you. If he comes back and he coaches, it's no skin off my ass. I really don't care.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I wasn't saying that you did. I just think it's funny to me that, like, the fan base is like, okay, Urban, we love you as long as you don't coach again. It's like the guy is a human. He can go do whatever he wants. Like,
I got to tell you, I agree.
Trying to predict what he's going to do when he's in 6 years, how am I supposed to know what he's going to do?
I mean,
I know the Seattle Seahawks will offer him $500 million to coach, and he'll do it. Like, I don't know.
We'll move on from this.
To me, it just makes no sense for him to coach another college program. Why would he go build USC in 2 years when he already has it built here? This is where he wants to be. This is where his family is. This is where he grew up. This is what he's always wanted to do.
Yeah.
The only other possible job that I could ever see him taking at the college level is Notre Dame, and I would still be shocked if he ever coached college football again. The only thing I could possibly see him doing is the NFL, but recruiting isn't a thing. He doesn't have to babysit kids and do all the other stuff that comes along with being a college coach, and he can just coach professionals for money. That's the only thing I could possibly see him doing at this point, based on everything we know.
Ari Wasserman joining us on the show. Hot and heavy. I love it. Ryan Day, there's been some criticism of him being hired. I think he has about it. And I know he's been let go because he's been on part of a couple of staffs that have been let go. but I think that he has the best head start of basically any guy who's never technically been a head coach full-time in his career. Were you surprised that they didn't have a national search? And do you have confidence, not speaking as a fan, as an analyst, do you have confidence that he will continue Ohio State along this path?
Well, I do know that Gene Smith has an infatuation with what's going on in Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley. And I think that the idea of getting the next good thing, the next great thing, and being the first, you know, team on it is appealing to Gene. I think that the last thing I wrote, or the thing that I wrote off of Urban's press conference, is this. You know, he won a national championship here. Ohio State was in the playoff conversation in November every year that he was here since 2012. Those are all great accomplishments. He won 90.1% of his games. I mean, that's, he's crazy numbers.
It's unreal.
But the best thing that he did was build a foundation for this program to follow in terms of a blueprint when it comes to recruiting, how to maximize its talent, how to schedule, all the things that he did. He the expansions he made to the Woody Hayes Center, the Real Life Wednesdays program, the things that he did was an infrastructure to the success and the continued success of this program. And I think part of the reason why Ohio State was so comfortable handing it off to somebody who has been a part of this program is because of how strong that foundation is. So I don't know what's going to happen when it comes to Ryan Day. I know the guy has to win now. I don't know how long his leash is going to be. If they go 9-3 next year, I could see people freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lose three games next year. But, you know, he was going to be a head coach last year in the SEC, and he turned it down. He was going to get other offers this year. And I think Ohio State thought, well, if Urban's going to step down, who else do we go get? Like, really, there's no Urban Meyer falling out of the sky like they did in 2012 when Trust left. So, to me, it kind of is a calculated risk, and you have a chance to potentially get the next big head coaching job in, or get head coaching candidate into this job right now, and if they make the playoff next year, maybe Ohio State will be up and running. But the one thing I want to make clear is Ohio State did not get better by losing Urban Meyer. I know that people think that, but that is crazy. He's a Hall of Fame coach, one of the best coaches who ever did it, and I don't know if Ohio State really realizes how good they had it over the course of the past few years.
Ari Wasserman with us on the show. Follow him on Twitter, at Ari Wasserman. How's Jim Harbaugh feel about all this?
I don't know. Everybody thinks Jim Harbaugh is dancing up in Ann Arbor right now. But one thing I'll say about Jim Harbaugh is I think they got more pressure.
Yes.
He better win now. You know, like if you lose an Urban Meyer, you know, I think you can say, well, he lost to one of the greatest coaches who has his program humming at the height of his prime. Now he's going to be facing a 39-year-old or 40-year-old coach next year after losing a lot of the main keys on his team. And if he starts off 0-5 and loses to Ryan Day, I can't imagine what the pressure is going to be like up there. I can't imagine what it's like now at 0-4. So I think it's obviously good news because if Ohio State gets worse, that's better for Michigan. But now Michigan and the priority and the onus of beating Ohio State is at an all-time high. There's absolutely zero excuse if they lose that game next year. Then what?
Well, Ari, I feel it like this. And some people are like, Ken, you're stoned. No, they don't think this way. I got to say, I think if I was him, I'm a competitive person. I know you're a competitive person. They are uber-competitive people, way further than we could be. It would bother me. It would bother me that I never got to beat Urban Meyer, because that's what Jim Harbaugh was brought in to do. That was supposed to be the destiny, to slay mm-hmm. that dragon. Beating Ohio State is beating Ohio State. I'm not losing focus of that. But to slay that dragon was the reason he was brought in. To not do it, there will be always something missing to me if I was Jim Harbaugh.
I think that Michigan only cares about the building of that program and getting it back to where they believe it should be. And if Ohio State is a stepping stone to arriving there, then that's fine. I do see what you're saying. I understand that. They'll forever be 0-4 against Urban Meyer. And, you know, I don't know if that's something that's going to, you know, stick into his side a little bit. But
yeah,
I think the number one goal there is to make Michigan a playoff team and to win the Big Ten, to get through Ohio State to do it. And frankly, I'm not sure Ohio State or Michigan has a prerogative of how they do it. They just need it to be done. They just need to beat Ohio State. And now their chances got better, but, you know, the pressure's higher to do so.
Ari Wasserman with us on the show. What would you do with if you were Kyler Murray?
Baseball.
You play baseball?
I mean, chance? I don't know. Like, I'm not like a expert on minor league baseball contracts, but all I know is that baseball players at the height of their careers get paid more money.
Mm-hmm.
They also don't get hit in the head every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, the ALS stuff and the long-term health of a lot of football players is kind of in question right now. You know, brain concussion stuff. And to me, go make more money by playing a game in a park instead of bashing your head in every day. I don't know if he's an NFL quarterback. I don't know what position he would play in the NFL. But if he is like a legitimate, could be in the big leagues in 2 years for the Oakland A's type prospect who might sign a $105 million deal for the course of 5 years, I just think the money is better in baseball. And
all
the
right.
health risks are fewer.
I was just hoping somebody could give me an argument on the other side, because I can't. And it seems like his heart, it feels like his heart's not in it. He seems like he's having so much fun already playing football. And it's like, nah, you're making $4.5 million just from this contract alone. And even if you're a middle-of-the-road baseball player in your future, you're going to make a lot of money. Like, you make $6 or $7 million dollars a year, like if you were Mark Reynolds, let alone being Kyler Murray if he's actually good. So...
Yeah, no, the upside for contracts in baseball is way higher.
Yeah.
Like, I always tell people, if I could be any professional athlete in the world, I'd probably just be a professional golfer. Your career's longer, you get paid the most, and you get to go around the world. I mean, I don't know. Football is a hard way to make a living. It's very brief. Bodies break down, long-term health effects. The contracts aren't as big as they are in the NBA and Major League Baseball. To me, if you're a real Oakland A, then go be an Oakland A.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Ari, thank you very much for the time. You know I love you. Make sure you read this guy in The Athletic. Find him on Twitter, at Ari Wasserman. Ari, thanks for the time, bud.
Yeah, no problem, bud.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.